Welcome to Get Over It, the thought-provoking show that deals with the topics of the day, along with some humor mixed in. I'm your host, Harry Spencer. You're reminded that the opinions expressed in this show are mine, as protected by the Constitution of the United States. This unfunded show is locally produced in Dade City, Florida, and you are welcome to use it any way you see fit, so long as you don't accept any remuneration. You may email comments to me about the show to dcmicroradio@earthlink.net. That's dcmicroradio, one word, at earthlink.net. You can also listen to repeats of this show as well as other alternative news and talk programming by going to live365.com and search for Get Over It. Bookmark the station location for future use. New users will be prompted for a one-time setup for this free service. This week's look at the evening blues, I am your host, telling you to get over it, Harry Spencer. Okay, I admit it, first things first, let me get this over with. My friends, I told you last week that it was curtain time for the Boston Red Sox. Well, they showed me a thing or two, so all my friends in Massachusetts, and to you too, Jimmy, good luck in the series. You guys have earned it. And all you guys in New York, you have just learned a valuable lesson. Money does not always talk. And to Tampa resident George Steinbrenner, who hauled ass from Florida during Hurricane Charlie only to try a pull of forfeiture with the Devil Rays, get over it. The Devil Rays, with only 70 wins under their belt, may be the best team dollar for winning games when compared to the New York Yankees. On with the election, as the saying goes, the beat goes on. With all the mudslinging between what many would have you to believe are the only two parties that you can vote for, I'm reminded from an old college prof of mine that the dirtier the campaign gets, the better deal the public gets. I know some people may find it hard to believe. Some people may actually be tired of looking at all the ads. To some extent, I am too. But you're reminded that votes for other candidates are not wasted votes, as they send a signal to the Republicrats that you ain't buying it. So vote your conscience. Absolutely vote. Also, I'm amused by the fact that the Democrats are constantly crying foul about scare tactics used by the Bush people. And I thought it was interesting that wasn't it the Democrats who used the threat of nuclear war when Barry Goldwater was running? And now when the Republican Party does the same thing, it's no longer fair. You guys need to get over it. I hate to keep reiterating that statement. Libertarian candidate Mr. Badnarik makes a point about the fact that no self-respecting conservative would rape the Constitution and allow searches without warrants. No conservative would sign anti-gun legislation. No conservative would increase spending and plunge the country farther into debt. In other words, President Bush is a phony. And the quicker you guys figure that out, the better we're going to be. Nader, on the other hand, fights the influence of corporations on government, specifically, in this case, shipping jobs overseas and rewarding companies with tax breaks to do just that. However, I got to tell you, these tax breaks had help from both parties or they would have never passed. President George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton were big proponents of NAFTA, which has probably done more to destroy business and jobs than help. An example would be right here in Florida, which had a flourishing truck farming business. You could go to the grocery store just 10 years ago and guarantee to be able to buy tomatoes and other vegetables grown right here in Florida. Well, guess what? We are importing almost everything we can south of the border. The farmers in Florida cannot compete. The truck farms are gone. And now we're buying, instead of nice, bright, juicy, red, ripe tomatoes, we're buying inferior products from around the world and, yep, paying more for it. So regardless of which alternative candidate you vote for, I recommend you consider an alternative. Stealing votes from the Democrats and Republicans is not necessarily a bad thing. And if more people did that, these guys would never get into office. Reminds me of the fact also that these guys, meaning the alternative candidates, receive campaign funds, taxpayer funded, but yet they are excluded from the debates. Wouldn't it have been more fun to see George Bush, Kerry, Ralph Nader, and Mr. Badnarik on the podium all at the same time? I'll tell you why that didn't happen. Because had those guys been given airtime, as they were deserved to get, you probably wouldn't be voting for Kerry or George Bush. And so you got to kind of keep that thing boxed into a one-party system, just kind of like our old friends, the Soviets, or the, shall I say, the former Soviets. And as you heard on this show last week, I made the prediction that Bill Clinton would cast his sick bet aside and go out and campaign. Effective this coming Monday, Bill Clinton's going to hit the lecture circuit because this election is absolutely too important for him just to lay in bed with tubes connected to him, his wife right there at his side, reading him passages from the scriptures, I'm sure. He's going to go out and do what he can to tip the scale in favor of Kerry. Not to mention the fact it's a big, huge ego massage, because probably one of the most disappointing periods in Bill Clinton's life is the fact that he hasn't been in office and he hasn't had people to worship him. But, like I predicted also, a story is beginning to emerge that he has his eyes on the Secretary General position in the United Nations. And didn't I tell you last week before this story broke that there was a reason why this guy is in New York? There is a reason why his wife is a senator now from New York, because it's just down the street from the Rockefeller-donated land, the United Nations. This guy isn't done. You haven't seen the end of him. And anybody that thinks the United Nations is a good thing reads entirely too many comic books. And I will not pontificate any further on that point. Just keep your ear to the ground. From the wacky side of things, parents, teachers made kids smell urine. This is out of the Associated Press. A group of parents has accused a teacher at Fairdale Elementary School of forcing their sons to go into the classroom bathroom and take deep breaths because there was urine on and around the toilet. She wanted them to see how bad it smelled. Howerton, who is a parent of one of the children, claimed the unidentified teacher violated the boys' rights. Violated the boys' rights. 10 parents and 3 children, including Howerton, said her son, Atreyo, protested outside the school on Thursday. "This made me sick," said parent Jamie Harvey. Atreyo said he was embarrassed by the alleged incident. School officials said the parents' allegations is being investigated. "We're going to do what's best for these young children," said Miller Hall, a Raleigh County Director of Pupil Services. "This is an issue where we're all going to investigate, but right now it's all hearsay. Some kids have said it didn't happen. We've got to get the evidence, talk to witnesses, follow due process. Then when we have a look at the policy, and if there was any wrongdoing, we'll deal with it accordingly. But the teacher is innocent until proven guilty." Now that takes me back to the rights of the boys. Let me dig around in the Constitution here, since we've seen fit to give everybody, including foreign nationals, access to the Bill of Rights. Let's see. Search and seizure. Well, that's been tossed by the wayside. Right to trial by jury, self-incrimination, states' rights, First Amendment. Man, I can't find anything in the Constitution that says that the boys' rights have been violated with regard to smelling urine on the toilet. Well, I'm sure this case will probably end up in the U.S. Supreme Court or some Supreme Court sometime. I would guess I'd have to say to the parents, as the show implies, get over it. I don't want to sound like back when I was your age, but I think we all were subjected to things that we thought were a little bit harsh when we were children, but the teacher probably had a good reason. Maybe they were peeing all over the toilet seat and all over the floor and stinking the place up. Boys are a little less inclined to be hygienically thoughtful, mindful, I guess is a good choice of words. And anybody that's raised boys, anybody's been in a boys' bathroom, anybody's been in a men's bathroom in a bar, or a men's bathroom in a gas station, geez. Maybe if more teachers had done that, these gas stations and bars would smell just a little bit better. The continuing story of uncontrolled fuel continues. American Airlines, Dateline Dallas, is struggling with rising fuel costs and competition from low-fare carriers, will furlough up to 650 maintenance workers in Kansas City and St. Louis and up to 450 pilots, the company said in a memo given to employees Friday. The news came 2 days after the Fort Worth-based carrier reported a loss of $214 million from July through September and expect an even bigger loss in the fourth quarter. I'll tell you what, with the price of fuel continuing to climb and this concept that it's becoming scarce is the reason why the price is continuing to climb is an absolute farce. There's lots of reasons, and we'll go into that maybe in some other show as to why the cost of fuel is rising. You will hear things like peak oil, P-E-A-K, the fact that oil is diminishing. There's an interesting study that was conducted by the Russians back in the 1970s that says that that's absolutely not true. And there was a story published in the 80s in the Wall Street Journal, which is basically vaporized, talking about the fact that the Russians and Canadians had done some research and had drawn the conclusion that these fossil fuels were anything but fossil fuels, and that they, in fact, were a product of magma and upwelling from the core of the earth. And I'll dig up a site for you guys, maybe by the next show you can go to, that does a lot of commentary and research on this very thing. But companies like American Airlines, and keep in mind, too, it was Osama bin Laden who said that his goal was to get oil at $500 a barrel because he knows that's the only way to bury the United States. And can you imagine what $500 a barrel would cost? $200 a barrel, I think, equates to $7 a gallon at the gas pump. And people, especially the environmentalists, tend to dwell on the fact that the United States is the largest consumer of petroleum products. But the reality is the United States is the largest manufacturer of goods on the world, and the largest exporter of agricultural products. And much of this relies on the use of oil. Everything you look in your house, everything that's plastic, the clothes you're wearing, the ink that prints your newspaper, the computer parts, everything you surround yourself with is driven by oil, literally. And so transportation actually factors into a fraction of that. There's some arguments that can be made either way, but agriculture alone. The United States is the world's largest supplier of agricultural products. That includes food, equipment, everything else, and it takes oil to make those things happen. So we're being criticized on one hand for not conserving oil, and we're criticized on the other for not supplying the world with everything that they need. Well, you're going to see the day that China, as they continue to expand their manufacturing capacity, surpass the United States, not so much in manufacturing capacity, but in the consumption of oil. So what's really driving the price up isn't the scarcity of oil, it's the availability, based on the fact that many of these places are pumping at capacity. But you've heard some stories that in 2 years there's not going to be any more oil. That's absolutely not true. Now, should we be working on alternative sources of energy? You bet. I'm trying to figure out with the sun, probably good to go for another billion years or so, why we're not harnessing energy from that. Well, actually, I know the answer to that question. It is because we haven't figured out a way to charge people for the sun. If we could charge you for the sun, trust me, the sun would be doing everything, including washing your clothes. But as the next song we're going to play for you from Jello Biafra says, shut up and be happy, because you deserve to be happy. Jello Biafra. And shut up and be happy. It's kind of like a spinoff of Don't Worry, Be Happy. That was kind of a pleasant sing-song, but I think what Americans want is to trade security for freedom. And they want everything done for them. They want to be protected. They don't care. They believe everything that happened on 911 was the fault of the Arabs. Them darn Arabs come over here. I want to know what happened in the last 50 years. I brought this point up in the last show to turn people who are friends into our enemies. And you need to think about that. And are they really our enemies? Or are they simply people we would like you to believe are our enemies? Give that a little bit of thought. In the more stupid comments from musician section, Bush like a dog chasing his tail. According to Eminem, rapper Eminem body slams President Bush in the upcoming edition of Rolling Stone, publishing sources telling people that President Bush is like a dog chasing his tail. He's painted to be this hero, and he's got our troops over there dying for no reason. I haven't heard an explanation yet that I can understand. Explain to us why we have troops over there dying. I think he started a mess. America's the best country there is, the best country to live in, but he is expletive that up and could run our country into the ground. He jumped the gun, so he expletive up, so he doesn't know what to do right. He's in a tailspin, running around like a dog chasing his tail, and we got young people over there dying, kids in their teens. Early 20s that should have futures ahead of them, and for what? Nobody's in their teens. Well, I guess you could consider 18 years old. It seems like a Vietnam too. Bin Laden attacks us, and we attack Saddam. We haven't heard from Saddam for 10 years, but we go attack Saddam. Explain why it is. Give us some answers. Another expletive. This is the first year I've registered to vote, and I'm going to vote. Bush is definitely not my homie, but I'm still undecided. Kerry has been known to say some things that's caught my attention, made a few statements I've liked, but I don't know. Whatever my decision is, I'd like to see Bush out of office. I don't want to see my little brother get drafted. He just turned 18. I don't want to see him lose his life. People think their votes don't count, but people need to get out and vote. Every mother expletive vote counts. And when you just thought things had normaled out, back to the flu shots, and let's talk about getting your priorities straight. Some members of the Chicago Bears received flu shots despite a nationwide shortage of vaccine. The shots were offered to everyone on the team, but Bears officials said fewer than half of the roughly 60 members received vaccinations, mainly those with asthma-type conditions. Remaining doses were returned to the distributor. A local health official described the vaccines as regretful, saying that he doubted anyone on the team was in a high-risk category. I'd like to know why an athlete in top shape has been given a flu shot, said Dale Galassi, executive director of the health department in Lake County, north of Chicago, where the team trains. Some players said they declined the shots, preferring to reserve the vaccine for people at greater risk. I didn't get one because with what's going on everywhere, I shouldn't, defensive end Michael Haynes said. I don't need one as bad as some people, so I said no. The Chicago Bulls also train in the county north of Chicago. Bulls players received vaccinations October 4th, one day before the shortage was announced. We absolutely need them, said guard Eric Petowski. The way we travel, we're going in and out of the cold, warm climates. I won't say we need them more than some 85-year-old person, because obviously we don't, but I'm glad we got them. So we got the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta telling people, if you absolutely don't need a shot, don't get one. And we're making sure that the Bulls and the Bears get their shots. Priorities, my friend. Goes right back to sports. Sports, sports, sports. Number one, just like the song said, the sporting activities will continue. You might not have flu shots, but just sit in your house, shut up, be happy, and know that your favorite football team, in this case, the Chicago Bears, they got their shots. So they're going to be ready to perform for you on TV, along with the Bulls. Fight Bush before it's too late. That is the statement coming out of Cher, the diva of facelifts in Miami, Florida. Only a couple hundred came out to see Cher Friday night at Miami Beach's Crowbar Disco, but they did not stop the legendary diva from issuing an election warning against Republican control. There were supposed to be thousands of people here tonight. I'm not sure why that didn't happen. Obviously, people putting on this thing were not very good at it, an embarrassed Cher explained to the crowd. No, Cher, maybe nobody cares what you have to say. All right, but you guys are here. That's right. When I was coming down the steps, I thought, oh, expletive, I'll just go out there and give it my best. The Miami Herald had reported thousands were expected to rally at the discotheque. Cher warned MoveOn.org clubgoers to fight Bush before it's too late. All right, gay guys, all my friends, all my gay friends, you guys have to, you guys have got to vote. Because it is the only be a matter of time before you guys will be so screwed, I cannot tell you. Because, you know, people like in this very right wing of this party, of these Republicans, the very right wing, the Jerry Falwell element, if they get any more power, you guys are going to be living in the same state by yourself. So I hate scare tactics, but I really believe that's true. Now, keep this in mind. This is the same people bellyaching about the Republican scare tactics. So we go right back to that. I think Bush will. If Bush gets elected, we'll put a new Superior Court judges. Superior Court judges. She doesn't even know the difference between the Supreme Court and the Superior Court. These guys are not going to want to see Gay Pride Week. Political activist Rosie O'Donnell is set to witness on Saturday night in Fort Lauderdale. O'Donnell will speak on the Bush and his policies in Iraq at the Hotspot Club Ovation. This is unbelievable. Cher declared that Abraham Lincoln looks like Kerry on a crappy day. What the hell does that mean? Cher declared that Abraham Lincoln looks like Kerry on a crappy day. Political activist Rosie O'Donnell is set to witness Sunday night on the Bush and his policies in Iraq. Two political scientist experts, Cher and Rosie O'Donnell. The same Rosie O'Donnell who told kids, if you find your mommy or daddy's handgun, put it in the trash. She's got nothing going on upstairs. And then Cher declared Abraham Lincoln looks like Kerry on a crappy day. What in the hell, I said, is she talking about? People are going to be living in the same state. He will put in new Superior Court judges. First of all, Cher, it is the Supreme Court of the United States. You need to take a couple of civics classes. And secondly, he hasn't been very successful with court judges because he has been stonewalled in almost every turn. And all you have to do is look at the last 4 years and the nominees. I'm not saying that's good. I'm not saying that's bad. But I don't think that Bush will have a free hand putting in new Superior Court judges. Superior Courts, if I am wrong, are in places like counties. The Superior Court judge for, say, Hillsborough County or Pasco County, Florida, or some county in New York, perhaps, or in Chicago, Cook County. Supreme Court, she's not, I don't know, she's not real bright. I mean, she's a terrible actress also, and I don't care what anybody says. If it wasn't for facelifts, people would have got rid of her a long time ago. And the truth is, that people make a lot of jokes about Sonny Bono. Sonny Bono was her business manager. She was a zero before Sonny Bono, and was a zero after they split up. I mean, yeah, she's had a few parts, but nobody cares about anything that she has to say. At least I don't. Kerry says that Bush allowed Bin Laden to escape. In Reno, Nevada, Democratic Senator John Kerry, this is a Dateline Associated Press writer, said that Osama bin Laden would be in captivity or dead had Kerry been president during the war in Afghanistan. I want you guys to know there's some stuff circulating on the web that Osama bin Laden is alive and well in China, and a deal is being made as we speak to extradite Osama to the United States to stand trial for crimes. Talk about an October surprise. Let me tell you what the October surprise is going to be. There is going to be no surprise. That's going to be the surprise. All you guys out there hanging on this October surprise, there is going to be no surprise. And when there's no surprise, you can say you heard it here on Get Over It. Kerry accused President Bush of allowing bin Laden to escape by relying on Afghan warlords to try to hunt down Al-Qaeda in the caves of Tora Bora in 2001. I think I heard that story in the debate. Can you imagine trusting them when you have your 10th Mountain Division in the United States Marine Corps? Well, let me tell you, Marines in this war, Marines in the Vietnam War, Marines in many wars have been known to rely on people that were more familiar with the area. I'm not taking up for George Bush because I think that number one is that we attacked the wrong country. If in fact Saudi American people, and there's some doubt about that, did in fact fly airplanes into the World Trade Center, then why did we go after Afghanistan? Why not go after Saudi Arabia? But I think we all know the answer to that. Just the same old stuff. I wish the Democratic Party could field a candidate, somebody a little more qualified, perhaps, and more sellable. Somebody with a knockout punch, like I said in the last show. We are out of time. So until next week, get over it.